Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The BPD with me, Tammy Mortland, and thanks for bearing with me while I adjust to mum life. Now, this episode isn't going to be a very long episode. It's more of a rant, to be honest. Now, I've never tried to be the best podcast about borderline personality disorder. I haven't. All I've tried to do is show you all an honest glimpse into how somebody with BPD may handle certain situations and like how best to support them. I've stated numerous times I'm not a professional. I've never claimed to be. I'm just somebody that's on a journey trying to overcome BPD whilst trying to help other people along the way. Now, since I've been off, I've had loads of messages thanking me for my podcast from new listeners. Like, I can't believe how many people have actually found this podcast useful. I genuinely thought nobody would even listen to it, never mind find it helpful. I've had teachers listen to the podcast. I've had people who work within the mental health industry ask if they can sort of play some of my episodes to the people that they support. Like, honestly, it's mad that people, one, like the sound of my voice, two, find the shit that I have to say helpful, and three, like, actually appreciate what I have to say. I still wish I had the time to do a podcast episode every week, but now Adam's back at work, like, working all week away, I just don't have the time. And my mental health while I was pregnant was absolutely amazing. You would never know I'd got BPD unless I told you. In the second and third trimester. Like, first trimester, don't talk to me about that. But I didn't even have to think about how I spoke to people because my tone of voice changed. It was much softer, less blunt. I just can't even find the words to describe how much I felt like my BPD had disappeared. I wasn't stressed. I wasn't angry. Don't get me wrong, I was fed up. But that's because I was fat, everything ached, and I couldn't fit into any of my clothes. It was actually amazing to experience, like, not having to worry about what people thought about me or replaying conversations over and over again in my head if I thought, like, I'd upset somebody. I just didn't have any of that. Now I'm 17 weeks postpartum, and I can honestly say that my BPD is what I'd call back to normal. So what does that mean? It means I still have days where I get annoyed at things like people parking outside my house. I still have days where I don't feel like I'm doing well enough in life. Like, obviously, I'm on maternity at the moment, but I'm panicking about when my maternity ends. And you'll have to bear with me because you might hear Riley making a few noises. She's sat on my knee at the moment. She's just refusing to go to sleep today. She's overtired. And I still have days where I just don't feel good enough. And this one hits home now. More, especially just because I have got Riley. But I do think I've done a fantastic job so far. But my brain will always tell me that, oh no, we've lost the dummy. It'll always tell me that I could be doing better or I could be doing more. And that's the frustrating part about BPD. Like, you have to really focus on your good points and your achievements and bring them to the forefront of your mind. Otherwise, it's just, your brain just goes into overdrive, like, go and kill yourself, nobody likes you, you're not good enough, blah, blah, blah. Hence why I've turned my BPD into Bob, so I could have, like, discussions in my head, like I've mentioned previously. So, here's the reason that I've recorded this episode today. I was doing the night feed at 2 o'clock this morning, and I went on Instagram and I received a comment which said, "Listen to one of your podcasts about BPD today. Great content, but you're laughing through your nose is too annoying. I couldn't finish it. Just be more serious about your podcast and deliver the info instead of the non-funny jokes." Now, this person's listened to one episode. One episode of The Good, The Bad and The BPD, decided to find me on Instagram and tell me how much they dislike me. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that really disrespectful and rude. I have never pretended to be somebody that I'm not. My podcast isn't supposed to be serious and structured. It's supposed to sound like I'm talking to a friend. I never wanted to sound regimented or robotic because that's just not me at all. And if this person knew anything about borderline personality disorder, then they'd know that giving somebody unconstructive criticism isn't the way forward. Like, what I find most disrespectful is the fact that this person commented on a post I wrote about how much I love my daughter. They'd got hundreds of other posts to comment on, but they thought they'd do it on a post about my daughter. Like, this person knew exactly what they were doing. They posted a public comment criticising me rather than inboxing me, being constructive. Like, there's a way to word things when you're trying to give somebody feedback, which I covered in a previous episode, so that's clearly the episode that she didn't listen to. So, she didn't get the fucking memo, did she? Like, if you're going to go... No, if you feel the need to go out of your way to find someone on social media just to tell them how much you dislike them, then that shows a lot about your personality and your character, not mine. I ain't come to your page and started criticising you and being nasty to you. Like, this person also creates art to support people who suffer from mental health issues, yet they're going round leaving nasty comments on people with mental health issues profiles. Like, how does that make sense? Surely this person should be supporting people with mental health, not bringing them down. Like, I'm sure her followers would love to know how nice of a person she really is. She wants people to buy her artwork, but she's being a dickhead to somebody with mental health issues. Like, fabulous. If you don't like my podcast, just don't listen to it. It is that simple. If you see something you don't like online, just ignore it. It's that simple. Too many people think that they've got the right to judge and pass comment on people's lives just because they post it online. Like, should everyone's profile be private just because they might get a bit of backlash from somebody that doesn't actually know them and potentially lives on a different continent? Like, it's absolute madness that people feel that they have a right to comment and be nasty to other people when they don't know them. Like, you shouldn't be nasty to other people even if you do know them. Just ignore them. But honestly, I'm fuming today, as you can probably tell, like, with the tone of my voice. It makes me not want to continue doing the good, the bad and the BPD. Like, I'm only trying to help. And that's obviously not good enough for some people. I mean, I say some people, it's one person. Like, I have to remind myself of all the positive messages that I've got. Like I said at the start, regarding the podcast, rather than the one negative comment. But to be honest, that is the first negative comment that I've had about the podcast. So I don't know why I care so much. I think it's just the fact that she commented on a photo of Riley. Like, you didn't have to do that. My daughter is my main priority. As long as she knows and feels loved, knows that she can make mistakes when she's growing up and not get scolded for it, and she knows that her thoughts, her feelings and her emotions are valid, then I've done good in my life. Like, I don't need to carry on doing the good, the bad and the BPD for other people's benefit. Yeah, don't get me wrong, it'd be great, but I'm doing it for people's benefit who then want to judge me for it. Just don't listen to me. Like, I don't know when I'm coming back to the good, the bad and the BPD for the time being. I'm just trying to concentrate on being present in the moment and being the best mum that I can to Riley. And like I say, if you don't like my content, just ignore it. Don't find me on social media and come at me telling me all the things that you dislike about me. It just won't work in your favour. And it doesn't make you a nice person. As much as you can sit there at the other end of your screen and tell yourself you're a nice person, if you're going out of your way to bring somebody down, that doesn't make you a nice person. Unfortunately, it just doesn't. No matter how much you tell yourself that you are a nice person, you're not. Because you've gone out your way to bring somebody else down, rather than being constructive about it. Like, that person could have inboxed me and said, like, oh, do you know that when you laugh out your nose, it can sometimes come across as a bit annoying? Like, I don't mean that in any disrespect, it's just a personal opinion from me. That would have gone down so much better than the comment that she did put. So yeah, that's all I've got to say today. I told you it was more of a rant. I hope you're all doing well. Like I say, I am online if you need any advice or anything like that. Please don't feel like I'm going to have a go or anything like that. Please message me if you need any support. Thank you for listening to The Good, The Bad and The BPD with me, Tammy Mortland, and Riley sat on my knee. Have a lovely day.